This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. High-level delegations of US and Iran are set to begin talks in Islamabad to end the conflict in West Asia. A US government aircraft carrying a US delegation led by Vice President J.D. Vance has landed in Islamabad. The delegation includes Vice President J.D. Vance along with Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and advisor Jared Kushner, who are leading Washington's efforts at the talks. Before he departed for Pakistan, Mr. Vance said he was looking forward to the negotiation, hoping that it would be positive. He said if the Iranians are willing to negotiate in good faith, U.S. is certainly willing to extend the open hand, but if they are going to try to play with U.S., then they are going to find that the negotiating team not that receptive. Iran is represented by Parliament Speaker Mohammad Baghir Ghalibaf. In a social media post, Mr. Ghalibaf had said that two of the measures mutually agreed upon between the parties are yet to be implemented, including a ceasefire in Lebanon and the release of Iran's blocked assets prior to the commencement of negotiations. He said these two matters must be fulfilled before negotiations begin. Talks are expected to focus on Iran's nuclear enrichment program, ballistic missile development, and the Strait of Hormuz. The negotiations follow a two-week ceasefire window announced by the US President Trump. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today launched a sharp attack on the ruling Trinamool Congress, alleging that its 15-year rule has given nothing but fear to every citizen of Bengal. Addressing a public rally in Katwa, West Bengal today, Mr. Modi said the BJP would take strict action against those involved in political violence in the state. He said infiltrators should start packing their bags and it is time to leave. He said those who helped illegal immigrants will not be spared. Mr. Modi said massive turnout at BJP rallies in the state is a trailer of the results expected on 4th of May, asserting that West Bengal is ready for change. He added that in areas where women have voted in large numbers, the BJP has seen significant electoral success.
Assam, Kerala and Puducherry mein vote pad chuke hain. Mahilaon ne bahut badi sankhya mein vote dale hain. Jahan bhi bhari sankhya mein mahilaen vote dalne nikli hai wahan BJP ko NDA ko prachand bahumat mila hai ab Bengal mein bhi BJP jeet ki taraf badh rahi hai.
Alleging widespread corruption under the Trinamool Congress government, Mr. Modi said that BJP would release a white paper. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri will be on a three-day official visit to Paris and Berlin from tomorrow. In Paris, the Foreign Secretary will co-chair the India-France Foreign Office consultations along with Secretary General of French Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Martin Briens. The discussions will be held on a wide range of issues, including defence, civil nuclear energy, space, cyber and digital, AI, innovation and initiatives, fostering people-to-people exchanges and cultural ties. Indian Space Research Organization ISRO has successfully conducted the second integrated airdrop test, IADT-02, for the upcoming Gaganyaan mission at Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. The system is essential to ensure safe recovery of the crew module, that is the capsule in which astronauts sit during a human flight. Union Minister Jitendra Singh congratulated the ISRO for successfully conducting the test. India's first human space flight will be launched from Sriharikota in 2027. In the run-up to the state assembly elections in West Bengal, the scrutiny of nominations for the second phase has been completed. Out of 1,525 nominations filed, 1,463 have been declared valid, while 62 have been rejected. The second phase covers 142 constituencies. 13th April is the last date of withdrawal of nominations. Voting for the first phase will take place on 29th of April. Meanwhile, in the first phase of the state assembly elections, 1,478 candidates are contesting across 152 constituencies in 16 districts. All electric cars with an ex-showroom price of 30 lakh rupees or less registered in the national capital will be granted 100% exemption on road tax and registration fees till 31st March 2030. And that is the end of this news bulletin.